Hello, it's Timmy Sims. I'm out on the lake, I'm on the Pawpaw River in Benton Harbor, St. Joseph, Michigan. Bought a couple kayaks a little bit ago and I've been totally addicted to it. I was going out of the house today and my neighbor friend goes, "Going kayaking?" And I'm like, "Yep. That's where I find my happy." And God, it is so gorgeous. It is so beautiful. There's a beautiful wind, 72 degrees. And I got a dog that loves it. It's like the moment I lifted her life vest, her tail started wagging and she started, you know, getting excited because she knew what that means. And then when we went to the launch, she jumped right into the kayak saying, "Let's go, Dad." And she gets a little whiny at times, and I think it's just because she sees things and she can't run after it. Her tail's wagging like a crazy person right now, so I don't know what she's looking at. I think she sees something in the water, but she knows it's water because one time she's trying to drink some water or look at the water. Ooh, there she is. I don't know what she's looking at. And she fell in, and I was trying to take a picture of a duck, my friend feeding a duck. And it was great because I opted to go with this life vest this girl brought back, and I didn't question it, and I'm glad I did because there's this little handle on the back. And I simply took the picture, reached over, grabbed the handle, and plopped her back in into the kayak like she was a jug or something. And now we're just parked along the river. We had lunch. My paddleboard is tangled into a branch, so it's kind of anchoring us. Oh, and I really need it today. And I was so fortunate. You know, it's been a crazy year. It's been a crazy month. Just a quick note of my grandmother passed away in January, and I only thought it was a couple months ago. Oh, that's her. She wants to get going. I think she sees a leaf and thinks it's something. So then my aunt passed away now about a month or two ago. And then my cousin got into a car wreck that he shouldn't have walked away from. Pictures show that, yeah, I was just turned over into a ditch thing and just not that far from his house. Then my brother went into some arm surgery. Then my sister, Phyllis, who lives in Florida, I guess went in for a headache on an emergency room. And then they said she had a tumor. And then after I found out about that, and a friend of mine, they were calling his friends in to say goodbye because he's been battling cancer. And then for months, 2 months, I was waiting for my background check for my new job to come back so I can get that finalized and be done and know it's a done deal. And the moment after 2 months, after I finally got that job, excuse me, background check back, just like not even a minute later, I got a word that my friend had passed away. And then the next day was my sister had to go in and have operation for her brain tumor. And then right after that, my cousin's husband, Les, burned 60% of his body and was in the hospital. And then my sister had her operation and she came out. What she had, I guess, is mostly benign. But besides a few memory things, they said that I'll come back to her. And that Saturday, I was hosting a family reunion, beach day that somebody had blessed me with, and we questioned whether to have it or not. My throat is parched weird. Excuse me. And so my cousin said for us to go ahead and go through with it. Our family needed some happy. And we had a beautiful, gorgeous sunny day. And I would like to see a bumblebee. Saw a gorgeous, beautiful sunny, or had a beautiful sunny day at the beach. Just perfect. And then even had a sunset on the pier by the lighthouse. And it was one of my cousins never saw an actual live sunset, I guess. People thought that weird, but I guess not. If you live in the middle state and you don't live by water, it's something pretty majestic. Well, I guess I take it for granted all the time. These gorgeous, beautiful, breathtaking sky paintings. They're just gorgeous. And then we said our goodbyes, and Bonnie showed up with confectionery sheets from Bit of Swiss. And, you know, we went to go to a campfire and hang out with some friends. And just before I got there, we found out that my cousin had passed away. So it was like twice that I got great news or had great joy and happiness and couldn't make it last because something tragic happened. I got mad about that for a couple days. But thankfully I got friends that won't let me stay in it for long anymore. And I also have a good, I have a great situation. That I have worked for a company for so long, I've got a lot of PTO time that, you know, I just texted my new boss, emailed him and said, hey, a lot going on in my family. You know, I was only going to come in on Tuesday, and unfortunately the funeral's on Friday. Can I just take the rest of the week off, just do PTO? Start my new job on Monday. And like within seconds, minutes, he replied with yes. And, you know, that was something I didn't have before. Before, you know, I had to like fight and kick and scream and plead my case for, you know, just having time to be human, be with my family, time to process. Oh, okay, so I had to take a break for a second because my throat was really drying up. And so I got another week off from work, which is nice because nothing really could happen anyways, and it's perfect timing because my new boss's boss wasn't in town, so he couldn't make the job offer anyways. Then, you know, my company's holiday meeting, nobody's around anyways, so it wasn't much I can get done anyway. So it was perfect timing. And I still have 2 weeks left of vacation and 4 months to use it. So I'm doing just fine. I'm excited to actually take a break, process, before having to start all of that. And then that will start. And I didn't realize, a friend of mine had texted me to tell me that they had, or sent me a picture that they had taken my picture down in the management wall. And that really kind of really finalized it for me that, you know, that's not my life anymore. It's been a life for 18 years. It's been my life because, you know, I didn't know what to do with my life. And then 1 year came into two, and then two turned into now 18. And I lived under a rock, lived under a routine. And now, you know, I decided about 2.5 years ago now that I'm done with that rock. I kicked the rock away. And I don't like living in darkness, don't like living with my curtains drawn. Me and my dog need to get out and have some life. And things got better, are better. And I just need to get to the gym now because I've never been so out of shape like I have been now. But that'll happen. I got my painting going, photography, friends, family. Now I got a job I'm happy with that doesn't suck the life out of me. Oh my God, the scenery I would not have gotten sitting on my couch. And I got a dog that's like a hood ornament for my kayak. I went kayaking with my friends last week, and we went through the canal channel, whatever, out of St. Joe, and it was choppy weather. I wanted to launch in Lake Michigan. They didn't want to because it's too wavy. It's too choppy. So one of my friends brought her like 8 or 9 year old daughter with her, Lily, my best friend, Lily, and we went down the channel, and every time I stopped to take a picture, they got a mile ahead of me. And then the next thing you know, they're out on Lake Michigan, not on a stream, not on a river. They're out on the big ocean of Lake Michigan. And it doesn't sound big, but when you look at it, it's pretty intimidating. And I'm like, well, if they can do it and little Lily can do it, I can do it too. So I did. And it was probably one of the most freeing, incredible moments I think I've ever had in my life, that I had been talking about doing this for years, and I would see people out on paddleboards and kayaks out on the water, and especially at sunset, just these calm, peaceful people enjoying life. And I saw this little girl, this one young girl, sitting on her paddleboard, her standing paddleboard, just sitting there on her cell phone, texting, whatever. And I did it once, and I said, well, if I can do a standing paddleboard, take a selfie and post it, then I'm good at it. I'm good. And I was. So I did it. But then I realized, that's a lot of work. Give me my kayak. I went back and got a kayak. So it was pretty amazing that after years of talking about it, I'm doing it. I'm not living in front of a computer in the dark, listening to others live their lives and having fun and adventures. Now I'm trying to make it myself. Some wise friend of mine said once, I was talking about, I wish we can all meet together for a sunrise or a sunset. And she goes, well, create the fellowship you crave. And I've done that. I got a great bunch of friends that care about me, that I care about, that even one said that sometimes they're more than friends, they're loved, they become loved ones, my beloveds. And oh wow, I gotta stop and take a picture. There's a little seat here by the river with somebody put two chairs, and it would be so awesome if I knew how to find it. Wow, this is really gorgeous. People say you're pretty brave with your phone out on the kayak. And I said, well, it is an iPhone 7. It is waterproof. Yeah, like, yeah, but it could be waterproof, but it ain't gonna do any good at the bottom of Lake Michigan. So, wow. I am in beholding some gorgeous, beautiful sights. And then people make fun of me because they say I post too much on Facebook and the medias. But I'm kind of digging it because now Facebook now has these, a year ago or on this day, and these beautiful, lovely little reminders of, and sometimes not so lovely reminders of what I did last year or 7 years or 10 years ago. And I'll be honest, there's a couple of them I was a lot a bit ashamed of. You know, I can erase some pictures off Instagram and Facebook, but that ain't gonna erase the fact that they happened. I just gotta make better amends to not continue to live that silly life that I used to live. Oh, wow, this is gorgeous. Oh. Thanks be to the high heavens you know, I like posting stuff because it's kind of like my journal now, especially photos. And it's nice for people to compliment and enjoy them. But I like doing it for the people that haven't yet taken, that are still living under their rock, that are still not able to step out of fear or discomfort to go out and find their own adventures. That's kind of what I feel like I do. It's kind of like I want to do what I thought I did when I used to podcast. But then I listened to a lot of those old podcasts. I deleted a lot of them. So if any of you have them saved, I don't want to know about it. I wasn't a very happy person. I think I was a very sad person. And, you know, I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm gonna be depressed. I'm going to be sad. Because we're human. We're never going to get it right. But I think one of the best things I've learned is that I don't have to do it alone. And when I reach out to help and be there for other people, it helps me. You know, anybody ever needs a friend or an ear, I'm always here. So that's what I'm here for now. Here to help myself and help others. And I love it because my new job is kind of that way. It's in the medical field. It's in optical. Helping people to see better. Oh my God, this is, you guys, you have to see this beautifulness that I'm in. Here is, when they talk about God's country, I think they say Michigan is God's country. Whether you believe it in or not, it's just gorgeous. I'm gonna try to do a circle video, so I'm gonna have to put this on hold for a minute. Oh, I thought I put it on pause. What do you, what, boo-boo? What? Kisses? Give me kisses. I love you. Kisses. Give me kisses. I love you. You're such a good girl. Isn't this pretty? This is simply the most gorgeous river that I think I've kayaked in so far. Water is like glass. There's a little gentle wind. Perfect weather. My dog, she's still standing up there wagging her tail. I cannot be more blessed than this wonderful creature I have. I do want to get umbrage or take umbrage with something someone said, though. I was talking to a friend who was asking me about the friend who passed away, where I was just telling him about all the events and like, wow, you know, my family can't seem to catch a break. And asked the friend that had passed away, he had asked, was he a friend of yours or was it someone you knew? And I'm like, you know, I kind of, is the word umbrage? I take umbrage, is that the right word? I love that word. Umbrage. But yeah, maybe we weren't best friends and did everything every day, but this was somebody that for a long time, you know, was part of my, you know, real life and social life, media life, and It was just somebody I knew, and why wouldn't I be sad that they passed away? You know, that's what I didn't understand. You know, I think called me an empath. My empathic thing. Is that the new thing? Is this a new thing that we all are now? Because I know I have a friend that I always had issue with because, you know, person I seem to find to take everyone else's tragedies and make them their own. And I feel that's what I was being accused of. I'm like, well, friends and family, one thing. And even it is my neighbor or somebody I knew or the tragedies in the world, you know. I always say this one time, when 9/11 happened, this girl at work was like, she said, well, what do I care? It didn't happen to me. And I thought that was like the single most worst thing I think I ever heard anyone say. True and not, you know, still shows I have a heart and I care. And I'm not going to let go about caring about others. But I'm not going to let it either give me a reason to go under my shell, isolate, give in to sadness, depression, or keep me from doing the stuff I now love to do. So yeah, maybe I am empathic. I don't have a problem with that. I just can't believe how lucky I am and how things are working out. Because I wanted this job that I'm about to get. I'm getting 18 years ago. My friend had it, and I told her, I said, why don't you retire or something? Let me have your job. You know, she got her own little office with a doctor. And now I have it, and I wasn't ready for it 18 years ago, you know. I had to go through all the stuff I got through to appreciate now what I'm getting. And, you know, it is true. I did step down. I did step down from all the crazy, you know. I'm too old for that. I'm becoming of an age that, let the young people step in and run the show. And, you know, I'm tired of training people and more people and maybe giving them a reason to not like me because I helped them get stuck in something. But you know what? It allowed me to have my dog, have my house, have my life. That now, you know, I didn't have to quit my job. I still have tons of vacation time. I still have my benefits. I still have a roof over my head. I still am able to get food for my dog. And now I can help people. I can really help people. And have a better connection with people. And I love that. I did a gratitude list today. You know, why not? Why not read my gratitude list? And the only thing is I can't find my prescription sunglasses. So I'm that guy now that has to wear like 3 or 4 pairs of glasses over on his head, on his shirt. I really can't get over how gorgeous it is out here. I can't wait to take everybody else to see this. Yeah, boo. Look at it. It's gorgeous. I know. I see it. I wish everyone else could see it. I can't sit on my lap. I don't know. I love you, boo. I love you, boo-boo. Boo-boo. I'm going to read the one. Yeah, I'm going to do the one I edited for my family. And I said, for today, family, my gratitude is hard to find, but God helps me when I can't find it myself. It says, I'm grateful for I'm okay even though my family is not best part of being from a large loving family is that we all laugh, love, and cry together, and we are all there to help each other heal. Realizing how it affects me funny when people are hurting, I can't do anything else to help ease their pain. Accepting that at times the only thing I can do is pray. And through sorrow comes growth and healing. I can't protect anybody from this, or nor should I keep them from their journey. This will be my fourth passing of my friends and family this year. And the older I get, the longer it takes to process and reflect. Shows I still have a heart. I'm able to be there for my family, even if all I can do is try to help them smile during their tears. And I'm grateful for Take Charge Family Women who channel their sorrow into strength to keep this family going. That family is fed, kids are cared for, bills are paid, houses are cleaned, dishes done, and hugs are given. And still, they take the time for their own tears. We are love, and we don't have to go through this alone. And you, I'm grateful for you. Yeah, that was my gratitude list. I don't have a problem with sharing anymore. I don't think I ever really did. But I'm able to put my words out there in hopes that they might help someone else. I don't have shame in expressing my feelings. Because I used to bottle stuff up, and bottling stuff up is no good. It's not good. Today I found my gratitude, and I found my happy. I hope you do too. And another thing, another big thing. I always used to say, take care of you. And I still say it, because now I guess I understood why it's so important. It's so important to take care of you, because if you aren't a good you, you can't be a good you to other people. I really hated that phrase, you gotta learn to love yourself before you love somebody. But it's so true. So true. You know, if I'm not a good me, I can't be a good son. I can't be a good brother. I can't be a good friend, co-worker. And I definitely can't help others, because all it is about me, me, me. I'm so glad I'm getting past that. That dropping the rock. I'm blessed, happy that I have dog to do it with, friends to keep me on my beam, ways to keep my 2 feet of beach clean, and all I can do is try to be a good person going forward. It's the only thing I can do. You could see Lexi's tail wagging. It really hasn't stopped this whole time. And the worst part about this kayaking thing is that as gorgeous as it is and as long as we've been out here, I didn't even look to see what time we got out here. We gotta go back, which means well, luckily this time we went up against the river, the current, and now next time we get to go back, and I'm just gonna let the water just take us. Hey, boo-boo, what's the matter, boo-boo? I think you wanna get in the water. Boy, I'm so lucky with this dog.
I hear you, I love you. Kishish, come here, kishish.
Put some water on your head. Is your head hot? I gotta find you a doggy baseball cap. I wonder if there's such a thing.
Oh no, don't get us wet, dog. I wonder what that is over there.
I love you, boo.